Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. This is Dr. John DeWitt, your host, and I'm really excited today because I'm always looking for little tricks and little known things that can help get you that edge when it comes to, you know, with football, it was back to different, like, pass rush techniques, things like that, or different exercises in the gym you could work on. But today we're talking about brain training. Now, brain training is a little controversial, and Dr. Bredesen in his book, The End of Alzheimer's, talks about how, you know, there's a lot of people that think, okay, it's just a waste of time and all this, there's no research behind it. But actually, in reality, there is some research behind some of the brain training programs out there. He is a big fan of Lumosity and Brain HQ. Personally, I set up Brain HQ, an account with them. It's only $14 a month, and you can literally do as many tests as you want. And it's fun and it's interesting because human nature is interesting because there's a variety of different tests that you can do. And Dr. Bredesen recommends, he recommends the divided attention and Hawkeye, which works on your attention and your brain speed. Now, Hawkeye is interesting because, and by the way, I've already done 60 different levels in this in the last week, so I've been a little intense and a little crazy about it, but I just want to get as much experience with this as I can so I can share it with you. So Hawkeye is interesting because sound hard, but it starts out, it has a picture that has several pictures of birds in kind of a semicircle, kind of randomly spaced around the page. And one of the birds is a little bit different. It'll have more black on its wings than the other birds. It'll be more red than the others. And they change the background as well. So as you progress, it gets a little harder to see the differences. And it's really fascinating because I personally am to stage 3 in Hawkeye. When I first started out, my very, very, very first one, it was 32 milliseconds between the time that I would see it and I would make the decision. That was stage 1. Stage 2, I went from 32 up to 422 milliseconds, and now I am still at the 422 milliseconds, and it's because, you know, you try to kind of trick the game and stare straight ahead and let your peripheral vision kind of tell you where it is. Because what happens is wherever that different hawk or bird is, you have to click in that area, and that's how it determines how quickly you're able to recognize things. And it gets ridiculously fast. I mean, it literally flashes on the screen for just a second, and you have to be able to, somehow your brain has to process where the different bird was. And that gets really tricky. And then with the divided attention, that one, I'm proud to say, what that test is it has two images show up, and it'll be like a triangle and a circle, and one will be orange and one will be blue, and then it'll be like a square and another square, and one will be orange and the other one will be orange. And so depending on what the particular test does, it'll say, okay, if they're the same color, click the arrow on the left. If they're different colors, the one on the right. If they're different shapes, then the one on the left, or if they're the same shapes, the one on the left, different shapes, the one on the right. If the internal shape, because there'll be different, there'll be a solid triangle and then a triangle within a triangle, that kind of thing. I mean, it's fun, it's challenging, and it goes super fast. I mean, it flashes up so fast, and your brain And it's interesting how the brain starts to panic when you get one wrong, and it keeps going really fast, really fast, really fast. And so you have to catch up, or you just start going backwards and backwards and backwards until it starts slowing it down to where it's like, okay, you're having problems, so let's help you with this. So it's a really fascinating idea, and it is back now. They have over 100 studies that show that this actually helps you make more neuronal connections in the brain. So it is valid, and that's what's exciting for me, because in my web class, the Brain Builders web class, it's starting September 7th. I'm actually going to have the Cambridge Brain Sciences. It's going to offer a free cognitive assessment that's going to use similar puzzles and things like that online based on whatever your particular condition is, if you've had concussions, PTSD, et cetera, or Alzheimer's. And it's actually going to give you the specific tests for that, test your speed and your reasoning ability and that kind of thing, and give you like a baseline for where you're starting, which is so important, because that way, after it starts September 7th, it's going to be every Friday. We're going to have it at 6 p.m., so if Pacific Standard Time. And so if you're at work anywhere else, that shouldn't be a problem. And even if you're on the West Coast, 6 p.m. should be okay. It's going to be an hour long each time. It's going to be 6 different Fridays starting on September 7th. You can register for that at bit.ly/brainbuilders, as we mentioned before. 100% free. You're going to get all this great information and be able to kind of get an idea where you are and what you might need to do. Well, actually, everything you need to do to make sure that you optimize your brain health, stop any decline that might be going on, and actually help reverse it. So let's get back to the brain training. Now, the idea, and some of this is going to be a little repetitive, but just so you know, the idea that mental exercises, usually computer-based, can improve cognitive function has been controversial, like I mentioned, with some scientists criticizing unproven hyped claims. But let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Hundreds of scientific papers have shown important cognitive effects of brain training. For example, one speed processing training program called Double Decision, like we just talked about with the different shapes and colors and things like that, that actually reduced the risk for dementia by nearly 50% 10 years after the training, which is far more than any drug ever has. So this computer program reduced your risk by half, and it lasted for 10 years. That's huge. So many companies provide online brain training, including Posit Science, Lumosity, Docum, and Cogstate. The leading expert in this field is Professor Mike Merzenich, founder of Posit Science, which makes BrainHQ, which is the one that I got, that is $14 a month. In 2016, Mike won the prestigious Kavli Prize for Neuroscience for his groundbreaking work in the area of neuroplasticity. Now, Dr. Bresson talks about how he's been listening to his brilliant lectures since the 80s, and there's no argument that his group is years ahead of anyone else in this field, with over 130 papers demonstrating the benefits of BrainHQ. Okay, well, I mean, there you have it right there. BrainHQ, $14 a month. Dr. Bresson is a huge fan, so obviously, I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's one you have to go with. He goes on to say that the BrainHQ group has optimized the program, so you need only 10 or 20 minutes per day, 5 days per week, to see improvements. And that's where I always kind of look at myself as a sprinter. I like to, if I figure something out, I see something new and I want to do it, I will sit there for 2-3 hours doing this. And that's why I've done so many of the tests so far, is that the very first day I spent all kinds of time just doing more and more and more and more and more, because I want to push myself. And then, you know, gradually you're kind of like, okay, I got to pace myself so that I can actually do this every single day. So now he point kind of refers to that and says that you can also schedule 30 minutes three times a week instead of 10 to 20 minutes a day. So 30 minutes three times a week. Start with a Hawkeye, like I talked about with the birds, so you have to see the difference. And I mean, the craziest thing you'll notice is at first it's in a white background, no big deal. but then it's like in an island scene background, and so it's like white on one side, and there's like palm trees in the background on the other side, and that makes a huge difference. It makes it way more challenging to be able to see the differences between the birds. And so it literally, you try to kind of guess where it might be, but you have to be able to look. I mean, it's, you have to use your peripheral vision. It's really fascinating, really exciting. And then he also says double trouble or double decision as well to try to decide. That is going to help add memory and other processing speed games later. But don't get discouraged, and that's what I was talking about, because there are some games, literally, I'm at stage three in a bunch of these games. There's a couple that I have not even started yet, because my brain, it literally makes me feel like I'm having a brain cramp. I sit there, and it's a spatial arrangement type of thing, where they'll have two images, and they'll say, are these the same image or not? And you have to be able to rotate it in your mind to be able to see if they're the same image. And for whatever reason, that is mentally exhausting for me. So I have not even started with that. I'm not going to get discouraged, though. I'm going to jump in there eventually. But whew, I'm telling you, it's tough. But oh, and by the way, just so everybody knows, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I sent in my 23andMe sample last week. So I should be getting my results back from them via email probably right in the middle of the masterclass, the Brain Builders masterclass. And I'm also working on an app right now, which is going to be phenomenal, where people are going to be able to go. You can go and get access to all of my websites, all of my classes, all of my webinars, all that stuff, all in one spot on your phone. It's going to be really exciting. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So I did send in the 23andMe, and I also joined the group APOE4.info, and they are a group of people that have really gotten together and have a lot of great information, and it's just really exciting because they I am looking at my phone right now. It's just confusing me. Okay. They have a lot of exciting information, great information, because if you're APOE4 positive, it used to be, you know, hey, the doctors would tell you, you need to get your affairs in order. There's nothing we can do. Sorry. You're pretty much done. And it's just like, really? Who wants their doctor to tell them that? That is just ridiculous. And that is a huge part of why I started this entire podcast, because that is not the case. It does not have to be the case. There are so many things that you can do. They're very simple, but they're not easy. And that's because it refers to dietary changes. You have to exercise more and things like that. So just bear with me. Know that it's the best for you to really tough it out. Make these changes. If you are blessed enough to have a spouse or a family member that is willing to help you with this, please, please, please. I've also ordered a ketogenic diet book for beginners that I'm going to be learning about. My sister referred me to that, and I've ordered that. I'm getting that tomorrow. And so that's part of the KetoFlex 12-3 program, is being in mild ketosis to help optimize your brain function. So anyway, back to the brain training. Now, the programs, like I said, are set up to continue to challenge you. So as soon as you start doing well, they become more difficult. That's why it speeds up so fast, so fast, so fast. So just relax. If it's too stressful, then simply cut back on the amount of time that you're working on that. Now, next time we're going to talk about inflammation, which is one of the main causes of type 1 Alzheimer's, chronic inflammation that can be caused by infections, bacterial infections, viral infections. It can be caused by stress, high cortisol levels, high sugar intake, poor diet, all of those things. We're going to talk about inflammation next time, and I will keep you posted on the app that I am working on. Hopefully that will be out tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening. and we will talk to you next time.